For WKU Public Radio, this is Lisa Autry. The recent shooting incident at a Connecticut elementary school is raising a lot of questions about how the news media handled that breaking story. As details were emerging, some TV news networks aired interviews with children who had been in the building. WKU psychology professor Dr. Bill Full has helped lead safe schools initiatives through his work with the National Association of School Psychologists. Dan Modlin talks with him.
Dr. Full, on Friday, December 14th, you were among the first to speak out against the idea of interviewing children after such an incident. Why do you believe that's so important?
Most of the time, the kids are in a state of shock, and when people are in that state, they are not aware of what they may say, and it may come back to really cause some trauma later on.
Now, CNN stated that they only interviewed children if they had the parents' permission, but isn't it likely the parents are in shock as well?
Yeah, really, the parents are in shock and probably not thinking of what impact this might have on the child and having to relate some of the stories. They try to get eyewitnesses who may have seen something so they can get more details. But this can be incredibly traumatizing without the appropriate mental health professional to help them process that.
Now, you've seen some situations, I know, in some other school incidents in Michigan, for example, where some news organizations actually parked vans on the street and went door to door looking for reaction.
Yes, I did. This was in Morris School District outside of Flint, Michigan. The news media actually set up tripods and had cameras and were going door to door and knocking on people's doors to get a reaction and to talk with kids. I just found it unbelievable within 2 days, day and a half of this particular incident.
As we look at a situation like this, what is the appropriate response from your perspective as a school psychologist for reporters when they're trying to cover a story like this?
I understand, Dan, that they have a job to do and that they want to get the facts. And in this case, they didn't get many facts correct. So I think they really need to cut people some personal space and allow the children and the families to process that and then go after those personal stories. It's a tough business to do, but we have to respect the people who are going to live with this for a long period of time. These children and families have to deal with it. The reporters will be on to another story pretty quickly, and that is quite a difference. So they do have an impact, but the potential for negative impact is very large, particularly right after an event.
Now, another point that we've talked about in the past is the possibility that the trauma can continue if people continue to see the video, for example, from 9/11.
Right. And what was interesting about the research on 9/11 is obviously it happened in New York City, but 10 years later, the research would suggest 30% of the kids in the United States still had trauma across the country. So it was no different than Chicago or Los Angeles. So by watching the media, by showing these over and over again, young children particularly think that these are new events. That's part of their developmental sequence and trying to understand what happened.
Another issue as we discuss this is the length of the coverage, too. This tragic event took place, and for days and days, the news coverage continues. And certainly we're not suggesting that the story doesn't deserve coverage, but is there a danger at some point that people are exposed to it for so long that it becomes traumatic?
Yes, there is a possibility that people can vicariously or indirectly suffer trauma, and that has been well documented in our research. So you don't have to be there to have the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder. You can actually watch it on the media. So people who glue themselves to the TV and have to watch every bit of it or go on the internet and read every bit of it, we really find they put themselves at risk for possibly post-traumatic stress disorder.
WKU psychology professor Dr. Bill Full is the lead person for a national team that studies school shootings for the National Association of School Psychologists. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.